Welcome to Alive and Active Life, broadcasting encouragement to live your daily life with God's help and inspiration to reach for more of God by faith. Join Brenda Wolf for today's practical insights.
When you think of refreshing and rare, who comes to your mind? What character qualities define this person? I'm guessing they are courageous, personable, and persevering. Further, I imagine they are kind and gentle, as well as strong and honest. Most of the time, the person who comes to your mind probably lives with hope. As you enter this next year, you need hope too. The next 12 months provide opportunity to manage, enjoy, and problem solve in your life. Thankfully, God provides refreshing and rare hope for every day. Of course, hope always starts in Christ. After all, He's the one who makes hope possible. Essentially, your relationship with Jesus is a lifeline to genuine hope. However, there are notable qualities that define a refreshing and rare life. Interestingly, Jesus has each of the qualities. Thankfully, He wants to share these with you. So let's dig into today's content. The other day, I received a note from a friend, a person very committed to Jesus. They believe in the power of prayer, in taking everything to God each day, and in surrendering to His will. Actually, it touches my heart every time I think of my friend. Essentially, I'm encouraged with our interactions. Truly, this friend is refreshing and rare. Did you know a refreshing and rare person quietly changes the world as they faithfully live for Jesus? I want to be this kind of person. How about you? Actually, you can be. After all, God designed you with glory, created in His image, with purpose, remarkably like His, with dependence on Christ. Interestingly, you function to your full capacity here, and with a unique calling for your life. This gives you peace and boldness. Subsequently, it's God's original design to live refreshing and rare. Refreshing and rare sounds wonderful, right? Well, there's a cost to that kind of living. It's called discipleship. Interestingly, your salvation costs nothing, although it cost Jesus His life. Contrastingly, discipleship costs everything you have. Incidentally, Paul talks about this as living sacrifice. Nevertheless, you decide. God gave you a free will to choose how you will live. Of course, choosing to reject God's design is as powerful as deciding to submit to His purposes. After all, God declares He is faithful to His covenant and His love. Deuteronomy 7:9. Rejecting His design brings consequences. On the other hand, submitting to God's design and principles brings blessing and reward. As a result, it's critical to embrace the cost of discipleship. Equally, engage and use your will as God intended. Simply put, pursue being refreshing and rare. You can aim for this. Uniquely, when you decide to live close to Jesus, His interests become more important to you than your own. Matthew 7:14 says, "Narrow is the road that leads to life, and only a few find it." Consequently, this means aim for the road only a few travel. How refreshing and rare to be on God's path. Essentially, it means you choose to be selfless, proactive, focused on Christ and others, hardworking, creative, and sincere from your heart. Recently, I read 1 Thessalonians 4:11 again. Frankly, it says it best. lead a quiet life, mind your own business, and work with your hands. Most people try to be the best person they can. They apply themselves to stretch into God's design for them. And incidentally, when a Jesus follower works to be who God designed, they fix their eyes on Jesus to become increasingly like Him. Further, they also stretch their talents and resources to bring glory to God. It is refreshing and rare to find a person fully committed to God. Here are some observable characteristics of such a person. I have 8 of them for you. Number 1, their level of commitment inspires your heart and courage. Number 2, such a person leaves a mark wherever they go. 3, tenacious faithfulness to God endears them to God's heart and to others' hearts. 4, interestingly, they invest themselves in God's interests. Number 5, essentially, they commit to be the person God designed. 6, joy and peace fill their heart even during sorrow. 7, additionally, they ask God for wisdom. And the final one, number 8, is incredibly this: God trusts them. Let's look at some examples from people. They are refreshing and rare. The first one is Timothy. Apparently, Timothy is this kind of person. Paul speaks highly of him, his faithfulness, and friendship. In fact, Timothy is an example of someone with a lifestyle to aim for. Timothy takes care of Jesus' interests above his own. Remarkably, even though he's young, inexperience isn't a barrier. He goes all out and gives his entire self to God. Incidentally, Timothy simply wants to be faithful. Nevertheless, his life becomes an example of refreshing and rare. As a result, Timothy is a good example of putting Jesus first, even in his youth. Now, let's look at Epaphroditus. Epaphroditus is another young man with a very committed life. He's mentioned in Philippians 2. Here it is. Epaphroditus, brother, co-worker, and fellow soldier, who is also your messenger. Paul is speaking. Remarkably, Epaphroditus almost died putting Jesus' agenda first. This is a credible example of commitment, resolve, and gratitude for God's love. Plus, he has Paul's full endorsement as a quality and godly man. Apparently, Epaphroditus takes his commitment to God seriously and is a good example of resolve. Now, we're going to look at people you know. Think of who you know that lives refreshing and rare. Name them. In particular, what impresses you as you witness their life? Do you want to be like them? Why? What do you need to change to be more like the person or the persons that you name? Strategically, God puts people in your life to provide examples and encouragement. And now we're going to look at you. Interestingly, the focus is now on you. Are you living refreshing and rare? Or have you settled for less than that? Incidentally, you have been created for greatness. Plus, God wants you to inspire others to follow and be faithful to Jesus. This is one of the greatest things you can do with your life. To succeed, here are 2 good questions. Number 1, what character qualities do you need to work at? And number 2, what do you need to get rid of? After all, your life is a gift from God, and He intends you to know Him more and more. Plus, He has purposes specially designed for you. Further, you are His example to certain others in your life. So why not embrace the person God designed you to be? definitively. Raise your bar and follow Jesus' example. Here are some ideas about refreshing and rare. First of all, let's talk about God's plan. His plan is that you resemble His Son, Jesus Christ, increasingly. Even in difficult or painful times, God wants you to be established and confident in His promises and in His love. Suffering is a reality in life. However, to suffer for the right reasons becomes an opportunity to love God back. Plus, sacrifice of time, energy, and money for God's work to help others becomes a joy. Actually, discipleship is a consuming lifestyle to intentionally adopt. The only way to live an alive and active life is to pursue more of Jesus. Simultaneously, you fulfill God's plan as you become refreshing and rare. Okay, so the first thing we are talking about is God's plan. Now we're going to talk about the best you possible. Work to be the best person that you possibly can for Jesus. That means you're going to practice the following things. First, spend time daily in Scripture and talking with God in prayer. Next, be teachable and honest. Also, accept your uniqueness. Then practice your skill sets in real life settings. Further, embrace flexibility as you respond to God's training to be the best you possible. Importantly, approach each day with a fresh and alive perspective. Then, when you struggle or suffer, stand firm in the hope and joy Jesus provides. After that, consider that you don't have anything to prove about yourself. And finally, joyfully be a living sacrifice. Live this way as your true and proper worship. That's from Romans 12, verse 1. God's original design is refreshing and rare. Here are application thoughts and questions over this material. Number one, are you living with the perspective that it's a privilege to be alive? Two, do you accept God wants you to have glory and purpose? Three, are you dependent on Christ? Four, would you say that others think that you are surrendered to God? Five, are you confident in God's special purpose for your life? Six, provide examples of how you practice these character qualities. Number one, strong level of commitment. Two, ability to leave a mark. Three, tenacious faithfulness. Four, preferring God's interests. Five, commitment to be who God designed. Six, joy and peace even during difficult times. Seven, asking God for wisdom. Eight, thankful for the privilege that God trusts you. Incidentally, what are you doing to be the best you, to live refreshing and rare? Portions of this content come from my book, More Epistles for an I Generation Relevant in a Digital Age. This is a devotional book that takes you through all of Paul's letters that follow 1 and 2 Corinthians. You'll find practical action points that help you know God better and that help you nurture personal growth. You can find this book in our bookstore, www.aliveandactivelife.org/store. I invite you to follow us on your favorite social media. Do sign up on our email list to receive weekly articles. Plus, tune in to our weekly podcast using your preferred podcast app or use our online player at the top of each article. Visit our website for resources to get into God's Word and live an alive and active life.
You've been listening to Brenda Wolf with Alive and Active Life. Visit our website at www.aliveandactivelife.org, your web-based home for resources, including books and ebooks, libraries of articles, podcasts, and more, as you navigate life's challenges and issues. Sign up on our email list and subscribe to our podcast to stay current with the tools you need to be the person God designed, living an alive and active life.